And the second game of our Shore Conference Girls semifinal doubleheader is brought to you in part by Rebuild Your Home and Restore Your Lifestyle. That is Modular Homes Factory Direct. Visit them at FDMH.com for factory direct pricing. That's FDMH.com or call 732-255-4160. Save thousands purchasing factory direct.
What do we got for an encore in this one, you think?
Boy, it's going to have to be a really go a long way to match that.
It was a great matchup that we just saw again to wrap it up. Manasquan with an upset win over St. John Vianney, 63-61 in overtime. The winner of our second semifinal will match up with the Big Blue 1 o'clock on Saturday from Monmouth University in the Shore Conference Final. And we expect to have another good one on tap for you here. It is number 2 St. Rose against number 3 Rumson Fairhaven. It'll be the first time that these two teams have matched up during the course of this season, but both bringing fairly impressive resumes into the game. St. Rose 22-2, their two losses early in the season, Patterson Eastside and Neptune. They bring a 19-game winning streak into the contest here tonight under the direction of Joe Whalen, who has put St. Rose back in the mix for another potential Shore Conference championship. And Rumson, the perennial, maybe best public school in the Shore Conference year in and year out. The Bulldogs 17-6 under the direction of 28th year head coach George Shoreless. Their three losses, two of which to St. John Vianney, one to RBC, and three to some out of area schools. Kevin, you know, both of these teams will rely on different type of rosters. St. Rose has some senior leadership in there, Sarah Kurtz being one, Peyton Smith another, where for the Bulldogs, you look up and down, the reason we're not talking about any seniors for Rumson, there isn't any seniors for Rumson.
No, you know, you'd have to believe on paper, Matt, Rumson's best teams are a year or two away, but as George Shoreless does so often, he has gotten his team to the semifinal round. As a matter of fact, it's the 14th time in his 28 years at Rumson that George has guided the Purple Bulldogs into the Final Four of the Shore Conference Tournament, which is a remarkable accomplishment.
The starting lineups will be introduced here. We can run through them as well. We don't believe we'll have the national anthem in between games here, so we should be all set to get this one up and going. Let's run through the Rumson lineup for you first. It'll be a 3-guard, 2-forward alignment. In the backcourt, number 21, Janae Mayfield will start, 5'6 junior, averaging about 4 points per contest. She'll be joined by number 22, Nicole Morris, who is a 5'8 sophomore guard, and the third member of the trio, number 40, Sydney Sabino, 5'8 sophomore. Up front, number 45, Grace Stamp, the team's leading scorer and leading rebounder, 12-8 in both of those departments, 6-foot junior. And Stephanie Lesko, the 6-foot sophomore, 12 points per contest, just under 12 points per contest, and about 6 rebounds. We mentioned the Bulldogs, the 3 seed in this one. Their road here to the semis, 61-39 win over Wall, 48-38 win over Middletown South. They come in to this one 17-6. For St. Rose, the Purple Roses, 22-2. Some would have made the argument they should have been the top seed in the tournament. They'll have to play as the 2 seed here tonight. It will be number 12, Jess Lauro, to start in the backcourt. 5'10 junior, averaging just under 10 points per contest. Number 14, Peyton Smith, will be in the backcourt. She is a 5'9 senior. Number 21, Sydney Napolitano, will start in the backcourt. And number 24, Kat Phibbs, will be the point guard tonight for St. Rose. Number 33, Sarah Kurtz, the 5'10 senior. Again, St. Rose under the direction of Joe Whalen, with wins over Brick Memorial and RBC to get to this point.
And like a lot of good teams, St. Rose really with balanced scoring, Matt. Phipps is their leading scorer, averages 11.7 a game. Then you have Jess Lauro at 9.4, Cindy Napolitano at 8.8, and Sarah Kurtz at 8 points. So well balanced. They've been that way all season long. For Rumson, well, not bad balance on their end as well, as they will count heavily on the play of Stephanie Lesko. She averages 11.7 points per game, the only Bulldog in double figures. Sabino just over 7 points a game. Scanlon 6 a game. Again, balanced throughout. And the good news for both of these teams in that you just can't, there's just not one player to shut down, because that's not good enough. They'll move the ball around, whereas some teams really count on one player to do the bulk of their scoring. Neither of these fall into that category.
Yeah, balance, for certainly for sure, is the name of the game for both of these teams. St. Rose, as the home team tonight, will wear the white jerseys. St. Rose across the chest in purple with the white shorts and the purple trim. For Rumson, the away purple jerseys. Bulldogs across the chest in white with the white numerals, the purple shorts, and the white trim down the side.
Well, we've opened up some space in the bleachers, Matt. Looks like a good number of people from the first game did leave, and it's no longer a capacity. But a nice crowd here for the second semifinal, and see who will play Manasquan on Saturday.
St. Rose wins the opening tip. Quick deflected ball and a turnover. It'll be Rumson to quickly get possession back the other way. Morris running the point here for the Bulldogs. Hands off to Mayfield. Up top, Grace Stamp. Bulldogs with a motion offense to work here. St. Rose will steal the basketball. It'll be Phipps to hand off. And a shot block as Peyton Smith had her shot rejected inside. Back the other way quickly is Stamp for Rumson. 40 seconds in, no score. Morris will cross over and look to drive. Sabino will hand off. It'll be long three attempt by Morris. That's off the mark. And St. Rose will come back the other way. Sarah Kurtz pulling back out. Flipping off to her left. Jess Lauro giving to Smith. Inside pass deflected, out of bounds. It will stay with St. Rose. 6:47 to go. Still looking for our first basket here in the first quarter. St. Rose will put it in play. Inbounded to Lauro, now around the perimeter. Phipps has it. Back up top for Kurtz. Lauro. Three ball on the way. That is rattling around the rim. Off the mark and no good. It was Peyton Smith to fire that shot up. Ball will go out of bounds, and it will be Bulldog basketball. Stant will work it up court with a helping hand from Morris. Grace Stant getting it back now. Again, team's leading scorer, the 6-foot junior. Tough pass almost went out of bounds for Sam Sabino. Here's the drive by Sabino. The runner gets it to go and give Rumson a 2-0 advantage with 2 minutes gone by in this first quarter. Kurtz will work the point up top. Tough shot. Will get called for a travel. Looking for some contact, but had already taken 3 or 4 steps on the way. Manasquan already advancing to the finals. Winner of this one will play the Big Blue. Step-in jumper here for Rumson. Off the glass for Stephanie Lesko. That one is good. 4-0, Rumson.
Did she call bank?
Did not, but okay. It will count nonetheless. Kurtz again working the point. Flipping off on the left side for Lauro. Lauro back to Phipps. Kick out past Peyton Smith with a three. That's an air ball. And a loose ball corralled by Stant. Stant will bring it up court. Sabino. Gets back to Stamp. Thought about the three. Going to try and drive. Cut off by Phipps. Good matchup. Offense, defense. Here's Mayfield open from the near side corner. That three's off the mark. No good. Loose ball foul will be charged to Rumson. It'll be Stephanie Lesko to be whistled for her first, team's first.
By the way, Matt, let me correct the mistake I made on the pregame analysis of Rumson scoring. It is actually Grace Stant who is their leading scorer, averaging 12 a game. So, shame on me. It won't be the last time tonight.
We will let it slide. Phipps working against Mayfield. A lot of dribbling here up top. Man-to-man for Rumson. Ball deflected away. And it's again picked up by Rumson. Bulldogs in transition. Easy shot inside for Stant. Count it and the foul. 6-0 run to start here for Rumson and an opportunity to make it 7 for Grace Stant.
Really impressed with the Rumson play on the defensive end through these first few minutes.
Back rim free throw no good. St. Rose in transition will have a foul this time against Rumson. Sam Sabino will get whistled for her first, team's second. Baseline inbound play run here for St. Rose. Smith will bounce in the left corner for Phipps. Three off the mark, no good. Smith had the putback attempt partially blocked by Stant. And now a foul will be charged on St. Rose. Jess Lauro will be, check it, Peyton Smith, excuse me, will be called for that one. Her first, team's first. St. Rose, 22 wins on the year. Rumson, 17. Here's Stant. Good ball fake. Driving and will be fouled on her way up. Peyton Smith may be whistled for her second personal foul, and it's going to be.
Yes, she is.
Her second, team second.
That may result in a quick hook, but not necessarily. Stant misses the first.
Has one more to come. 73% from the line so far this year. Has 3 points and a 7-0 advantage for Rumson here midway through our first quarter. Kurtz bouncing off to Phipps. Now Lauro giving off long three on the way. That's Kurtz off the mark. Loose ball rebound picked up by Rumson. In transition, Bulldogs will miss a layup from the right side with Lesko. And then a foul coming. And St. Rose is going to get out and try and run.
Well, a good fast break. Lesko caught that one maybe a little further than she would have liked to have been and could not get the layup to fall. Stant gets the foul. Her first. It's 7-0. We've played 4.5 minutes and the Purple Roses have yet to get on the board.
Just fighting for a basket here. Here's Kurtz on the drive. Get that one to go. Much needed basket for St. Rose. Sarah Kurtz, an 8-point a game scorer, makes it 7-2. Stutter move off on the left side for Lesko. Here's Mayfield on the drive. Almost got that one to fall. Instead, she'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
Calling this one very tight, they are.
Foul will be charged to Jess Lauro. That'll be her first, team's third. First one by Mayfield up and in. Gets her into the scoring column. Only shoots free throws at about a 48% clip. That one hits every part of the rim. Kicks out. 8-2, Rumson. Kurtz will hand off here to Lauro. Looking to drive, goes through a double, and a foul will come on the floor, I believe they will say.
Foul starting to mount already, Matt.
I don't think the team fouls are right there, so that doesn't throw you off.
Oh, you don't?
No, I know for sure it's not. That last foul is charged to Nicole Morris, her first. That is the team's fourth. Ball deflected out of bounds. So far, not the same zip that game number one had.
Well, you know, plus both teams were waiting a long time for that second game, kind of standing on the corners waiting to get the court.
Phipps with a long three. Off the mark, no good. Long rebound coming to Stant. In transition. Here's Morris. Handing off Mayfield. Thought about the three. Bouncing off on the right side. Lesko going to look to drive. A lot of contact and an offensive foul will be called on Stephanie Lesko on her drive to the basket. It'll be her second and the team's fifth.
Well, even not fooled by the total fouls, they are starting to count now.
That's definitely five for Rumson. I think the five for St. Rose isn't the right number up there.
What do you think, it's four?
I think it's three.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I missed one or two in there.
I have four.
Okay.
Let's see if we can settle in between.
Kurtz dumping the ball down low. Laurel frees herself open for an easy layup. Her first two make it 8-4. Here is Stant working hard against Peyton Smith. On the drive, Sabino missed it, and a loose ball foul coming here on Hannah Scanlon, who checked into the game for Rumson. That'll be her first and the team's sixth.
Well, you know, we're at that time of year where you really know that you can't go over the back and just, you know, clean someone out when everyone could see it.
Scanlon, 6'1 freshman center, who averages 6 points and 4.5 rebounds per game.
Another one of those impressive members of the kiddie corps for Rumson.
Flip off on the right side. St. Rose trailing 8-4. Here's Phipps with a long three. That's off the mark, no good. Rebound taken down by Stant. In transition, Mayfield. Left side layup up and in. Mayfield's first basket. She's got three. 10-4 the advantage for Rumson. Here's an entry pass that's intercepted by Morris. Sloppy play for St. Rose early on. Morris in transition. Leaves off from Mayfield right side. Back up top near the half-court circle for Stant. Sabino will fire a three off the double. Long rebound coming to Kurtz. 60 seconds now to go in this first quarter. Kurtz all the way down the left side of the lane. Second basket of the night. Make it 10-6 in favor of Rumson. 32nd timeout has been called by St. Rose.
That's the second time Kurtz has done that with the left-handed flip shot. Matt, these teams, their road here. St. Rose, both teams had opening round by St. Rose with a 26-point win over Brick Memorial, then a 7-point win over defending champion Red Bank Catholic. Rumson with a 22-point win over Wall and then a 10-point victory over Middletown South as they reach the semifinal round.
We'll be sitting back in the same spot tomorrow night on the air at 5:50 for the boys semifinal. 7:30 the start time. 6 and 7:45 the start times.
Or whatever time the second game gets underway because of when the first game ends.
Doesn't much matter. Off the timeout here. St. Rose setting up some full court pressure. Stant will put the ball in play and bring it now up court as she used Scanlon to help out. Now hands off to Morris. Double comes. Stant gets it back. Morris working with it now. 35 seconds to play in the first quarter. Sabino around a screen. Gives back to Morris, who will drive. Stant open from three. Long range three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound taken down by Phipps. Up court. It'll be Kurtz on the drive again. And we will have a jump ball as Scanlon tied up Kurtz on the possession arrow. It will be Rumson basketball. Ball deflected out of bounds. Will stay with Rumson. 14 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 10-6 the advantage in favor of the Bulldogs. Morris, crossover. Down now with 8 seconds. Hands off to Stamp. Working one-on-one. Checks the clock with 2. Crossover. So fire a 3. At the buzzer. Off the mark. No good. First quarter in the books. It is Rumson 10 and St. Rose 6. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with the start of quarter number 2 right after this on the Shore Sports Network.